Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown one-hit wonders. This half hour, we'll hear from R. Dean Taylor, Tom Clay, the Mary Jane Girls, Barrett Strong, and Shawty Long. Well, first up, R. Dean Taylor and a great song. Well, R. Dean Taylor began his career in 1961 as a pianist and singer with several bands in Toronto. He also made his first recordings that same year in 61 for a record label called Automaster. He had a modest hit in Detroit, a song called I'll Remember, which reached number 23. Well, in Detroit, Taylor was hired by Motown Records in 1964 as a songwriter and recording artist. Quite frankly, he did not have a lot of success in the 1960s in the United States, but in 1968, he did hit the UK singles chart when a self-produced single called Gotta See Jane, which was co-written with Brian Holland, became a top 20 hit. Well, Taylor resumed his recording career in 1970 in the United States on Motown, and he became one of the first artists assigned to Motown's new Rare Earth record label, which was dedicated to white artists. His first single, Indiana Wants Me, became a number one hit in Canada, and it reached number 5 on the pop charts. Well, here it is, right here, on Motown Memory.
Smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Yellow, it looks like they found me.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me when he's gone?
We're at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The Flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
That's a cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
Get the gun.
His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Rafer. Get it. Get the gun, Rafer. Hold him. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody said...
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Motown Memories from Mary Jane Girls. That was In My House, and then reached number 7 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1985. Before that, a very interesting song by U.S. DJ Tom Clay. It was called What the World Needs Now is Love, / Abraham, Martin, and John, and that reached number 8 in the U.S. in 1971. And we start with R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, number 5 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown one-hit wonders during the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a very early Top 40 song on the Motown record label from Barrett Strong, a classic song and his only Top 40 song, Money, That's What I Want. Well, Barrett was one of the first artists signed to Berry Gordy's Motown record label, and he was the very first hit on that label with this song, which reached number 2 in the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts and 23 on the U.S. Billboard charts. It was originally released on the Tamla record label, which was a forerunner of Motown. Together, Barrett and co-producer Norman Whitfield wrote some of the most successful and critically acclaimed soul songs ever to be released on the Motown record label, including I Heard Through the Grapevine by both Marvin Gaye and Gladys Knight and the Pips, War by Edward Starr, Smiling Faces Sometimes, which we heard during the last half hour by the Undisputed Truth, and a whole bunch of psychedelic soul records produced by The Temptations, including Cloud Nine, I Can't Get Next to You, Psychedelic Shack, and Ball of Confusion. His most successful song was The Temptations' Papa Was Rolling Stone. He received a Grammy Award for the Best Rhythm Blues Song in 1973 for co-writing Papa Was Rolling Stone. Here is Barrett and Money right here on Motown.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Money, That's What I Want, number 23 from 1960. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown one-hit wonders for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a one-hit wonder from Shorty Long called Here Comes the Judge. Well, Frederick Earl Shorty Long was born May 20th, 1940, and he died, unfortunately, on June 29th, 1969 due to a boating accident. He was inducted into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame in 1980. Well, he was born in Birmingham, Alabama, and he came to Motown in 1963. His first release was called Devil with a Blue Dress On, made much more famous by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. His only Top 40 song was Here Come the Judge, which reached number 4 on the Midland Blues charts and number 8 on the U.S. Billboard charts. And the song was inspired by a comic act on the United States program called Roland and Martin's Laughing about a judge by the name of Pigmeat Markham, who owned Here Come the Judge, charted 2 weeks after Long's did in June 1968. Shorty played many instruments, including the piano, the organ, the drums, the harmonica, and the trumpet. And he acted as the MC for many of the Motown review shows and tours. And he co-wrote several of his tunes, like Devil with the Blue Dress On, Function at the Junction, and Here Come the Judge. Interestingly enough, Shorty was the only Motown artist besides Smokey Robinson who was allowed to produce his own recordings in the 1960s. On June 29, 1969, Shorty and a friend drowned when their boat capsized in the Detroit River. Stevie Wonder played the harmonica at his burial and placed it on his casket afterwards. Here is Shorty Long, right here on Motown Memphis.
Hear ye, hear ye. The court's in session, the court's in session. Now here come the judge, here come the judge.
Here come the judge!
Here comes the judge, number 8 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. During the last hour, we featured Motown artists that had one hit, also known as one-hit wonders. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.